Why am I out here in the middle of the freaking night, wandering the streets of Santa Monica, looking for homeless people, when I could be lying in bed watching videos of babies eating lemons and soldiers reuniting with their dogs? Because I need 4 more hours of community service this semester. That's why. And I need them by tomorrow morning. I know. I shouldn't have waited till the very last minute. But isn't that what the very last minute is for? I mean, if God hadn't wanted us to wait until the very last minute, he wouldn't have created it, right? Unfortunately, this morning when I explained that theory to my freshman seminar teacher, she just laughed and said, "Molly, if God hadn't wanted us to meet deadlines, she wouldn't have created them. And you've known for months now that every student has to complete their community service before winter break." Which is why I am out here, freezing my butt off at 11:30 at night, with a clipboard and a tally sheet and a pen that only works when you wring its neck, roaming the streets with my faithful dog Pixel and 250 other volunteers. All of us helping the city take its annual homeless count. Which is sort of like being on a scavenger hunt, only much less fun. Not at all fun, actually. I mean, I knew there were people living on the streets in Santa Monica. You'd have to be blind not to notice them. Though, until tonight, I never really focused on them. In fact, I tried really hard not to focus on them. Whenever I saw someone sleeping in an alley, or picking through a trash can, or trudging along in taped-up shoes, I looked away and hurried past them. Not because I'm one of those spoiled, self-centered teenage girls whose idea of unendurable hardship is having a broken fingernail, but because seeing these people stirs up all sorts of stuff in me, stuff I don't like to think about. Though, tonight, I can't look away and hurry past them, because tonight it's my job to count them for the city. My mom never would have signed the permission slip if she knew I was doing this alone. I had to lie and tell her some friends were coming with me, even though I have exactly 0 friends. So the people running this event assigned Pixel and me to a random team with these 2 ancient hippies, Feather and Eden. Their clothes are so scruffy, they kind of look a little homeless themselves. But they're not so bad, I guess. If you don't mind hanging out with a couple of people who've decided it's their mission in life to convince you of the many joys of a gluten-free, meat-free, dairy-free, soy-free, fish-free, free-free existence. At first, we can't find any homeless people. But when we get to Reed Park, we spot a guy with a long white beard wedged into the skinny plastic slide for toddlers, a baseball cap covering his eyes, his hands crossed over his chest, like a corpse in an open casket. We stand here for a while, just sort of watching him sleep, and suddenly I've got this lump in my throat, and I'm wishing we could help him somehow. The event organizers warned us we'd feel this way, but they said we weren't allowed to interact with the people we find. They said we should just concentrate on counting as many of them as we can, because the more people we count tonight, the more homeless funding the city will get. So, I swallow hard, mark the guy down on our tally sheet, and force myself to follow Feather and Eden out of the park. We head west on Wilshire Boulevard, and pretty soon we notice a man sleeping on a bench at a bus stop, cradling a suitcase held together with duct tape and string. And just as we cross over 5th Street, we see a woman sleeping in a beat-up Toyota, crammed full of all the stuff that once must have been in her closet. Then, a couple of blocks later, we see an old woman dozing on a yoga mat, tucked underneath a stairwell, her fingers gripping a mangy stuffed bear. And when I see that shriveled old lady clutching that bear, my heart shrivels too, and it's all I can do to keep myself from calling 911 and begging them to get over here right now and find her a place to live. Find all these people places to live.